This is The Guardian.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Looking for your next great podcast? We live in unprecedented times. To make sense of it, what if you could learn from some of the most influential people on the planet? The podcast Tools and Weapons is hosted by Microsoft's Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Every week, he has a candid conversation with guests, including prime ministers and Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists. The latest episode features Bayer CEO Bill Anderson. Though most of us know Bayer for pharmaceuticals, they're also focused on crop science. They're putting digital tools in the hands of farmers to get the most out of every acre. Listen to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith, wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so I've got this device out of its box, and I'm going to put it on my ear, on that little sort of flap of cartilage that is just in front of your sort of ear hole. Probably has a medical name. Anyway, right now you're listening to me wiring up my ear to a device that will, apparently, send an electrical message to my brainstem, the lower part of my brain that connects to the spinal cord. And it's running. So I'm now being stimulated through my ear flap, and it's just gently tingling away. The reason? It relates to something called the vagus nerve, an electrical superhighway that connects the brain to many parts of our bodies and gets involved with everything from our breathing to our immune system. And according to some small studies, this device can reduce stress and improve concentration. It's not unpleasant. It's not pleasant. Actually, quite annoying, I suppose, if I think about it. The machine I'm trying on here, called the NeuroSim, may not have proven medical benefits yet, but scientists are conducting some proper studies on the power of the vagus nerve to transform our physical and mental health. And it's not just scientists. Many wellness influencers and celebrities such as Wim Hof, aka the Iceman, have been hollering, Viva Las Vegas.
If you are able to control or influence deeply into the vagus nerve, you are able to bring down inflammation, which is cause and effect of disease.
So what are the secrets of the vagus nerve? And will understanding them really be the key to reducing a wide range of conditions, such as anxiety, arthritis, and inflammation? I'm Ian Sample, science editor at The Guardian, and this is Science Weekly. Linda Geddes, you're a science correspondent, and you've written about the blossoming interest in the vagus nerve. What is this nerve, and where is it in our bodies?
Well, it's actually two nerves, and the word vagus actually in Latin means wandering. So some people also refer to the vagus nerves as a wandering nerve. And the reason is that they're super long, and they basically run from the brain all the way down our necks, and then they connect to all of the various organs and structures in our chests and abdomens, from things like the heart and lungs and esophagus right down to the intestines, including a little organ called the spleen, which has a few functions, but one of its main functions is helping to control the immune system. So what seems to be happening is that the vagus nerve is sending signals to the spleen, and the spleen is sending signals back to the brain through the vagus nerve. And some of those signals are controlling the activity of white blood cells in the spleen.
So what does it do? What's its function?
Well, its basic function is it's a kind of two-way communication channel between our brain and these organs and structures. Their main role is kind of sending feedback from all these kind of different bits of the body back to the brain and helping to control involuntary processes like breathing, heart rate, digestion, all these kind of unconscious things that we don't really have to think about, but which are really important to sustaining our health and our life, I suppose. Also things like immune responses.
So TikTokers, health gurus online, they've been flagging up this vagus nerve recently, but researchers have been studying it for a long time now. I mean, tell us a bit about the medical history of the vagus nerves.
Okay, well, it's super interesting because in the late 19th century, scientists discovered that compressing what's called the carotid sheath, which is a kind of structure in the neck that contains the carotid artery, the main artery supplying blood to the brain, and the jugular vein, and also the vagus nerve. If they compressed and electrically stimulated this structure with a kind of forked-like instrument, they found that they could prevent and treat epileptic seizures. And this idea was reborn in the 1980s when people started doing tests, first in dogs and then humans, using implanted electrical stimulators that basically electrically stimulated the vagus nerve. And it seemed to dampen down the overactive brain activity that is implicated in epilepsy.
The vagus nerve is linked to a lot of different organs, as you say, to epilepsy, to aspects of depression, anxiety, and things like that. Presumably, it's more nuanced than just whether you're zapping this thing with electricity or not.
Yes, it is more. It is more complicated, and I think there's a few sides to this. So, there's been a lot of medical research into this over the last decade, and all of those studies have involved implanting an electrical stimulator into the body, basically a kind of pulse generator that sits under your skin, below your collarbone, and a wire connects up to and wraps around the left vagus nerve in your neck. Now, that involves surgery, which is obviously carries some risks, although hundreds of thousands of people have been implanted with these vagus nerve stimulators now because of epilepsy. So, you know, for the studies that have looked at things like epilepsy, depression, the studies ongoing for things like rheumatoid arthritis and Crohn's disease at the moment, they've all involved this kind of surgically implanted electrical stimulator.
So those are the surgically implanted ones. Can we chat about the ones you put over your ear? Because I tried one on, it felt a little weird. What's your experience of them? And is there any evidence it actually stimulates the vagus nerve or have any benefit?
Well, the device I tried is by a company called Parasim, and they are working with researchers in quite decent and prestigious labs around the world trying to work out whether this kind of transcutaneous or through the skin electrical stimulation can have health benefits. You know, a lot of their employees will use one of these electrical stimulators themselves, even though they're healthy, because, you know, there's a little bit of evidence to suggest that it might boost cognitive function. It might, some people find it quite relaxing, might improve things like sleep. I've tried it. I haven't been trying it for very long, sadly, but I have been trying it. It's a weird sensation. I wouldn't say it's entirely pleasant, and I definitely don't find it particularly relaxing. Certainly yet. But it's interesting, the idea that, you know, kind of hooking yourself up to this once a day while you're having your morning coffee, that it could possibly help kind of activate your parasympathetic nervous system and maybe bring about feelings of slightly being a bit more calm and a better able to concentrate, all of which I could really do with right now.
So why are health influencers so keen to get in on this vagus nerve action now? I mean, what kind of benefits do they think stimulating it could have?
Well, I think one thing is that once doctors started implanting these electrical stimulators into epilepsy patients, they discovered something else really interesting, which is that some of these patients who'd previously been a bit down and depressed started reporting feeling better. So this prompted a load of studies looking at whether vagus nerve stimulation could be a treatment for depression. And then that's kind of, since then, that's branched out into things like anxiety. I think the other thing is that there's been some really, really interesting research over the last couple of decades suggesting that the vagus nerve isn't just involved in epilepsy and depression and these kind of brain functions, but that it might be involved in all sorts of other things, and particularly dampening inflammation. Inflammation is involved in all sorts of processes of aging, so it's something people really want to target. But anyway, this idea that things like breathing, meditation, cold water immersion, the idea that these can activate the vagus nerve has really taken off. I suspect influencers, especially kind of people who on video channels like TikTok, I suggest one reason they've kind of latched onto it is because some of the techniques they're discussing are quite kind of, they're quite visual. Some of them involve things that you have to do, like rotating your neck and rolling your eyes or moving your jaw or humming. They're things that are kind of a bit quirky and a bit out there and obviously would be really fascinating to people. So I suspect that's why it is kind of caught on right now. I think scientists are very careful about linking the positive benefits of electrical vagus nerve stimulation that they have recorded in really careful, thorough clinical trials. So things like reducing inflammation, combating depression. They're very careful about saying that doing some yoga or sticking your head in some cold water will have the same benefits, because it may not.
There are, of course, a lot of unproven claims online. There's nothing new with that. But scientists, as you were saying, they are keen to tap into the potential benefits of the vagus nerve. And I know in your piece, you chatted to a few scientists. And what sort of research is being done now that's catching your eye?
I think the inflammation stuff is really interesting. So there's a researcher called Kevin Tracy at the Feinstein Institute of Medical Research in New York. He really pioneered this approach, particularly targeting the immune system. And I think that's really interesting because, you know, for decades, the medical wisdom has been that there is no connection between the brain and the immune system. But, you know, people have talked about the mind-body connection. And he has shown through some quite thorough experiments that stimulating the vagus nerve activates immune cells in the spleen and can dampen inflammation. So he's currently, I think it's phase two trials of rheumatoid arthritis patients. Rheumatoid arthritis being an inflammatory disease that causes, you know, swelling and pain in the joints. I mean, definitely anecdotally, there are patients who claim to be in complete remission from their symptoms. I think it's really exciting, just that idea that you could potentially control the immune system through electrical stimulation of a nerve. That's where I think it's most exciting.
And based on what you learned from writing the piece, your reading around this area, I'm keen to know if you're a convert. I mean, are you going to be stimulating your vagus nerve from now on?
I think I'll give it a few weeks and see. Yeah, the sensation is not entirely pleasant, but I think, you know, I mentioned there's a kind of trial ongoing at the moment at Newcastle University in the UK, who are also looking at this transcutaneous vagus nerve stimulation for long COVID associated fatigue. And, you know, long COVID is this massive problem right now. So I think anything that could help alleviate some of those cognitive symptoms would be incredible. But again, time will tell, and we'll just have to wait for those research study results to come in.
Linda, huge thanks for coming on.
You're welcome.
Thanks again to Linda Geddes. And that's all from us. The producers were Joshan Chana and Madeline Finley. The sound design was by Tony Onochuku. And the executive producer was Max Sanderson. We'll be back on Tuesday. See you then.
This is The Guardian.
Looking for your next great podcast? We live in unprecedented times. To make sense of it, what if you could learn from some of the most influential people on the planet? The podcast Tools and Weapons is hosted by Microsoft's Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Every week, he has a candid conversation with guests, including prime ministers and Pulitzer Prize-winning journalists. The latest episode features Bayer CEO Bill Anderson. Though most of us know Bayer for pharmaceuticals, they're also focused on crop science. They're putting digital tools in the hands of farmers to get the most out of every acre. Listen to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.